Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room, and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up.
Today, we're going back to high school. We've got stories about growing up, told to us by students at Hickman High School. Allison Casper has a non-traditional family that she's proud of. For her, growing up meant learning a hard lesson about acceptance in the community.
Well, I grew up my first 5 years as an only child, and then my mom and my dad kind of talked about having another kid, but they couldn't. So we ended up like adopting my brother from a family in St. Louis. I'm a Caucasian family, and we ended up adopting a black boy. When my brother was only like 18 months, we had like a neighbor down the road that we'd like occasionally have like barbecues at my house, invite all the kids from the neighborhood. Like we were that classic neighborhood where everyone was pretty like hunky-dory with each other. And we had a family that kind of refused to come over. That kind of like, I didn't really understand it at that age because I was only like six or whatever, but my mom like started to get like really angry and really frustrated. And I don't know, I believe that everyone should be equal, and kind of that definitely taught me, like, you know, no matter what sex, whatever race you want to associate yourself with, like, everyone should be equal.
Joe Holtzford says when he was younger, he cared a lot about being popular. He shared some wisdom with us about growing up and figuring out what's important.
In elementary school, I had a lot of friends, but I kind of just followed this one guy around because he was like a really popular guy. And in middle school, I kind of branched out and became less of a shadow. And I found that was a lot more fun. And I've just been doing my own thing since then. I think everyone is like really cool. They just have to, you know, kind of express it. Like on the inside, like they might be scared to do what they like or kind of be themselves. But really, it's just about, you know, being yourself and showing what you really can do and who you are.
Abigail Fulcher remembers a childhood tale that's a little different from Santa Claus or the Boogeyman. She says realizing it wasn't true made her appreciate her parents' effort and imagination.
When I was younger, my mom is Hungarian, her dad is Hungarian, and she would tell us that there were trolls in our basement, and we would go out in the backyard in the compost and collect roots and vegetables and all this stuff and make little traps in the basement of to catch them and to like play with them and stuff. But and this was something we didn't just like think or just believe was true. It was something we full-heartedly thought, and they were definitely part of our house and all this stuff. And it wasn't until like middle school we actually started realizing that there probably weren't trolls. So she really fostered a lot of creativity and imagination in our childhood, and with no technology or TVs or anything, we just had a lot of time to make stuff up, I guess.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.